What's up there, good peoples? Cameron Roughly, Century 21 All Points Realty. And I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to hear what I've got to say. So if you haven't done so already, please be sure to leave a rating and or a review. So if you're listening to this on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or any other major podcasting platform, please leave a rating and or a review. That helps the platforms know that there is quality content going forth here on the Cameron Roughly podcast. Also, if you're not following me on social media, feel free to hit me up. Check me out on Facebook. Just check me out. Cameron Roughly, the investor realtor. Instagram is at Cameron Roughly, and YouTube is youtube.com/Cameron Roughly. I do want to announce and let you guys know that I do have a new service that I am providing for my buyers. Well, I shouldn't say my buyers, but buyers that are out there that are either actively looking or passively looking. It's probably actually best for those that are passively looking for a great deal. And that is my deals by text service. All right. So if you are kind of in a place where as you're like, you know what, if I find a great deal, then I'll buy it, then this service is for you. Basically, all you got to do is send me a text. What city, town you're looking in, send the text to 860-200-2281. Send me a text. Let me know what city or town you're interested in. Maybe a brief description of what you're looking for, whether it's a rehab deal or buy and hold or whatever. And when I find a great deal, I'll shoot you a text. I'm always out there, out and about, looking at properties, whether it be for a client of mine, or even sometimes I just find a great deal that just hit the market. I'll go check it out myself and I'll send it out to my buyer's list. But this gives me the opportunity to send it out much quicker. So I might be at the property and say, listen, I came across this great deal. It's at such and such address. These are the numbers. If you like it, you got to jump on it quick. Understand, this is a hot market. It's a crazy, crazy market. And that's actually what we're talking about today. Today is the August 2020 market update. But spoiler alert, it's a crazy market out there. Houses are selling super, super fast. All right. So with that said, you'll want to be notified as soon as the properties hit the market. And that's why you want to sign up for my deals by text. So again, the number is 860-200-2281. All right. So today is actually a very, very special day for me in my personal life. I just want to put this out there. I have been looking forward to September 1st, 2020 for the last 20 years. Why? Well, because today is the day that I am officially retired from the state of Connecticut Department of Correction. Let me tell you, my career in corrections has been a great career. I can't complain at all whatsoever. I'm very grateful for my job over the last 20 years with the State of Connecticut Department of Correction, but I'm glad I am done. Now I can just focus on real estate, give my clients the full 100% attention that they deserve. I don't have to worry about, you know, what if I have to work on the day that they need to see properties and so on and so forth. So, so happy all that's done. Very, very stressful. I'm actually going to do a YouTube video soon on working real estate when you have another full-time job. You have to be very, very organized, but I'm going to go into that in a later video on my YouTube channel. Once again, check me out on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Cameron Roughly. All right. So again, today we're talking about the August 2020 market update. What was going on in the month of August? All right. So we are going to be looking in New Haven County. I know this is very, very broad, but this is just to give you basic understanding of what is going on here in the market here in New Haven County. Okay, so if you have any other areas that you want me to look at, you want me to send you information on, just shoot me a text, 860-200-2281, and I'll send you some information on your particular area. I could actually drill it down to zip codes, neighborhoods, so on and so forth, right? But right now we're looking at New Haven County. So the average sales price of a property in New Haven County was $253,000. It was just over, but we'll go with that. $253,000. Fast forwarding to August of 2020, that was August 2019, but fast forwarding to August 2020, and we are at $263,000. That is a 3.8% increase in the value of these properties and the sales price of these properties. So the property values are continuing to rise. All right. Also in New Haven County, the number of properties that were for sale in August of 2019 was 4,096 properties. Fast forward to August of 2020, and that was 3,308 properties. And that is a decrease of 19.2%. Okay, so there are a lot less properties for sale in New Haven County at this time, or in August of this year, as opposed to August of last year. And I think that it's easy to see this if you are currently looking for properties, because there's not much available. That's a problem. The inventory that's out there is very sparse. There's just not enough properties for sale. So that could be a problem for a lot of buyers. Now we're going to look at days on market. This is the amount of time that it takes properties to sell from the time that it was listed on the market until the time that it actually sold. So in August of 2019, in New Haven County, that was an average of 71 days. Okay. And August 2020, that was an average of 68 days, which is a 4.2% decrease. Now, let me say this. To anyone that's currently in the market, you're going to say 68 days, it's taking 68 days for these properties to sell. That's not what I'm seeing. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. That's not what I'm seeing either. Okay. So, but I understand why these numbers reflect such a high number. All right. And that is because there are several properties that are for sale in New Haven County that have been on the market for years and years and years. All right. For whatever reason, they're just not motivated sellers, or whatever the reason may be. They're properties on the market that have been sitting for a very, very long time, and they are bringing the average days on market up. You know, when we're looking at even these averages. Okay, so there is a property in West Haven that has been on the market. It's been sitting on the market for sale for 2,615 days. That's a long time. 2,615 days that this property has been on the market. So properties like this are drastically bringing the average days on market for these properties up. All right, so don't be fooled by that number. What did I say? 68 days on market. The average time that it's taking to sell a property is 68 days. Again, that's accurate because that's what the numbers say, but I'm telling you why the numbers are saying that, because there are, you know, I'm actually gonna look, so let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There are 10 properties on the market currently in New Haven County that have been on the market for over 1,000 days. All right, over 1,000 days. And there are several that have been on for close to it. I'm looking at 924, 915, 863, 849, 796, so on and so forth. Okay, so these are the properties that are bringing that average days on market up. All right, but again, for those of you that are looking for properties, you know these properties are not lasting long at all. It seems like they hit the market and within a day or two, they're under deposit. Okay. And that's what's going on. There have been several times, even with myself and my clients, whereas I've put an offer the day that it came on the market and we were outbid by what I would assume to be thousands of dollars. I don't always know the numbers exactly what the other party bid. I actually usually don't, because that's something that as agents, we're not supposed to disclose to each other, but sometimes I hear things. Right. But yeah, so properties are flying off the market. They're flying off the market. So and that's another reason why I started my deals by text service. Right. Because you have to find them as soon as they hit the market, if you're standing any chance at all of picking up these properties, whether you are an investor or an owner occupied buyer. Right. So these are just a few stats that I wanted to go over with you guys and give you a quick little market update. Long story short, like I said, it's a really hot market out there. If you are in the market to buy a property, again, you gotta jump on it quick. Make your best offer first, because the days of, you know, kind of playing games with the seller, I'm just gonna offer this much and we'll negotiate up from there, you're gonna lose it. This is not the time for that. That market will come back at some point, but this is not the market for that. Put your best offer first and hope for the best. That's pretty much that. If you are looking to sell your home, or a rental property or what have you, now's the time to do it. There are a lot of buyers out there that are looking for properties. And like I said, inventory is low. Right now in New Haven County, we have 4 months of inventory. In other words, if no other properties were to be placed on the market for 4 months, then we would have zero in just 4 months. We would be at zero. There would be no properties for sale. Our month's supply of inventory is at 4 months right now, whereas in August 2019, there were 5 months worth. All right, so that's just a tidbit of good information for you as well, just to show you that inventory is low. It's historically low. As a matter of fact, I'm a little curious right now. Let me see. August of 2018, there was 5.4 months worth of inventory. And August of 2017, there was 5.8 months worth of inventory. So there has been a steady decline in inventory, which is on the market properties in New Haven County. Again, 3 years ago, it was 5.8 months. And today there are four months, 4.0 I'm looking at. All right, so 4 months of inventory. All right, so steady decline in inventory here in New Haven County. And I'm not looking at the stats right now, but I'm assuming that that's across the state and beyond. All right, so that's pretty much your market update. I do usually like to give you some news as well, things that are going on in the market that affect the housing market. I apologize for not having that today. But this is going to be a short podcast episode today. Like I said, my wife and I are actually on Martha's Vineyard right now, and we are celebrating my retirement from the state. So I just want to take a few minutes to get away and give you guys this market update. Feel free to stay tuned to my social media outlets if you want to stay up on local news that affects the real estate markets. All right. That's all I got for you guys for today. As always, thank you for your time. Make it a great day.